Yeah.
Alright.
So,
can you use the
when I have important presentation stored in my personal folder, so I think you can reach
this with Explorer. I'll open the participant
soon.
Is opening it.
Right, so I will talk about the working design.
Slideshow.
And well, I will present my first idea on how to build our new remote control for television. So, I think the first thing to do is to define the hardware components needed to achieve what we want to do. So I do a survey about what is available on the market and what is the cheapest possible thing we can use. Then I will try with the technical team to build the prototype and to see how this little box would look like, and we can start troubleshooting first communication problems or things like that. And when we are ready with this first prototype, I think we can add some software functionalities on a programmable chip, like browsing by content or things like that. Okay, so can you get that? So what I think for now is we don't want to have a remote control which is wide. So I think we can use a battery for the alimentation. Then two programmable chips for both software functionalities and communication. And the communication with the TV set is made through infrared communication. So this is the schema of the future remote control. So you can see the components, battery, and the two chips. Goes to the infrared connection with TV set.
What is the other chip for? The one on top?
The one on top is for the the functionalities, and the green one is to putting things together, transform the data into the format to protocol, to communicate with the TV set.
Okay.
And that's it. I think we should use a FPGA for for the functionalities, which is easy to.
What is FPGA?
It's field programmable something.
Gateway
arrays.
It's a field programmable gateway arrays.
So what is it, how is it different from the Bluetooth?
Well, FPGA is just a chip. You can
program it.
Program it with whatever you want.
Okay.
And the Bluetooth chip is just responsible to make communication between the two devices.
So these are they have to work together, or do they have to work together?
No.
Or two separate choices?
Well, the FPGA will produce the data to send.
Okay.
Or it's something like, is on hardware, the first one, and the second one is for the software.
It's the software part.
Yeah, to run, to
okay.
make it run.
That's okay. So you can control your notebook if you want, right?
Yeah. Alright, and that's it for the working design. So if you have any questions.
Okay, and how about the battery power? You mean that battery will be somewhere there and the remote control, the power to the battery comes through infrared?
No, I think we have to have embedded batteries into the
more compact.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think it will need very much power to make it run, so.
Yeah, okay.
You can put it on the charger when you don't need to use it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, that's right. having a charger rather than putting a battery cell, it's always people don't like it to buy the batteries when they run out. They just make a small charger and put it.
Because you're using Bluetooth, if some people have PDA, they can use their PDA to control the TV if they want to.
Also, but
I don't know.
I think the goal is to sell our
remote.
They
don't
want
to make a PDA.
Okay, for charger for alimentation.
So you can open the tree. So I'm working on the technical functions design. Let's show the next slide. So the purpose is to find the important questions to ask is what effect should the apparatus have. So I found on the webs on the internet.
During the weekend.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time searching, and I found that the function of remote control is to send messages to television set. For example, switch on, switch off, switch the next channel, and so on and so on. So I found two very good prototypes for this interface from our competitors. So can you?
It's our usual functionality.
Yeah. Ours is a bit different. So these are two examples. One is from OPEGI, and the other one is from Engineering Central. This is the most competing prototypes I found. but then I found, if you look at, you see on the left one, there are too many buttons.
And they are small.
Yeah. On the right, I tried to play with. The problem is that if I have 100 channels, I have to press the other button to choose the 100 channels, and I have to compose the number, so it's very lousy. So you move to the next one. Yeah, so I talk about the problem, and then I look at the user manual, they are 100 pages thick. You don't want that. So I propose an easy to use prototype. We can navigate on TV screen, and we can proofread the user's preference. And we need to have the TV connected to internet. So in order to access the TV programs by XML, and we need to do some pre-processing. From the technical aspect, the processing should be done on the TV set than on the remote controller. Right, and then the speech recognition, as Harry says, we may KIV.
Do we write the pre-processing if we don't own the TV?
Yeah, all the processing is done. The TV is a computer. It has some processing power there.
So we should have specific TV, or
we have to
we can use this
a TV with the remote control.
Yeah, because you just want remote controller.
There is a technology like ShowView,
yeah,
who is already available on most of the TV set on recorders or things like that, and we can try to get this information onto the remote control to do processing on the remote control.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we do processing on the remote controller.
Yeah.
So it can be used in any TV, any conventional TV set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speech recognition.
Yeah, that's all. The next one. So I come up with a simple design, just keep the navigation buttons.
Yes, that's a good idea. I think we don't need really much buttons to if we have a screen to navigate on TV, so
yeah.
4 or 5 buttons.
Yeah.
Sufficient. It's easy to build.
Yeah,
it does not consume much power.
Okay, that's all. But you have a catch there. Assume that if you want to go to, if you're watching channel 2 and if you want to go to channel 99, then.
Well, then you go to the main menu and you have go to channel and then.
No, because you choose by channel, so.
Yeah.
You choose by TV program, so you don't have 100 channels to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
If you go by channel, you don't have to do that.
Well, I think he said if you want to make a big jump.
Ah, a big jump.
Chunks,
yeah.
But, well, you have to have a device when you can.
A mouse or.
Not a mouse, but something that says more clearly that right, left, up, down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To have the ability to write something to the navigator, maybe directly.
Okay.
You can think of buttons like in the telephone to send messages and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you think it's standard?
It's gonna be small.
Yeah, of course.
It's too small that it goes under the sofa and we can't find it.
Yeah. So your beep, if you want to find it, you just shout. You have just, it just has to respond to you when you look for the device.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but.
We just give it a name and we call it.
And it responds to you.
Yeah.
And there.
Yeah. Okay, after having the inputs from industrial design and user interface, I think most of the points which I want to have already covered here. And to find the most interesting features, what the users would be interested in, then what we have done is we have put a feedback forms in all the magazines and the users send the feedback, and based on that these are the findings which we got. Yeah, adding up a speech interface is always good for a TV remote, but the technology, we already know that.
Well, I think it will be a bit complicated to make a speech recognizer as brands on the small room.
It has to be seen how feasible it is.
But I think if you just want to recognize numbers, it's a well-studied problem. If you just recognize numbers, it's a limited, you have limited vocabulary.
We can put a limited vocabulary, as in the mobile phones.
Yeah.
We just have the...
And this can allow to choose the program, for instance, without adding buttons.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea.
It is not going to take much space also. It's going to be very slim. Mm. And next one was the size of the remote control. It has to be, of course, a very slim and small one. And of course, most of the people are interested in if it's less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an important criteria here.
But do you think what they...
I mean, we have to look for a trade-off, the features and the cost.
I think that if we go for quality, people may tolerate for high quality, and of course comes with reasonable cost. Maybe not less, but they may be willing to pay
a little bit more.
A little bit more for
extra features.
Extra features.
Yeah, the speech is an important extra feature.
That's right.
Is it useful or not?
Well,
there is a noise here.
I mean, for a lazy guy, they could just say 9 and the 9 channel comes, or just say movie name. I don't go for movie names, but only for the numbers on the channel, or volume up, volume down, brightness, contrast. So I think that should be a good idea to put these features. And the fourth one was the teletext in various languages.
Well, we just have to find a mean how to. To add a microphone, a microphone into the remote control. So
I think it
could be alright.
What is the teletext?
If it's necessary, you can do that. You can integrate the small unit. It's not really a problem.
Okay.
But you've got, I think, adaptive options.
Yeah, as discussed in the earlier meeting,
the new requirement.
I think not much people are really interested in this point. If it's not really.
It is interesting, but we are only concerned with the remote controller.
Mm-hmm.
So you need special TV sets to do that, or it's done via this remote controller. It's very complex.
Yeah, I think it's a bit complex too.
Yeah, it's for the industrial design and users. Interface designers to decide if it's going to be working or not.
For our next product, our new TV set,
automatical sound
yeah. adjustment.
Yeah, but it's quite possible, but maybe not in this project.
The 4 points would be good for marketing. The speech interface and that's reasonable pause, and the lighting adaptation and the teletext. And we are in the teletext. These are the these are the text information which you got on the televisions.
Okay.
If you're watching a foreign movie,
yeah.
you get in subtitles sometimes.
Okay.
And if you are a French guy watching an English movie, you would like to have it in French.
Yeah.
And if I am a German, then I would like to have the my options in German. So the remote, it should have some, it should give me some flexibility of choosing which languages. That should be good point.
Yeah, but what about the new project's requirements? I think we can give up with the text. Well, so maybe we can already think about a way to access the internet, the television.
Mm.
Because if
using the TV to access the internet, I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, but we can think that in a few years there will be TV set that can access the internet.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a good idea if we. If we think about how to build up our remote control with this functionality, which will come in a few years, so if we already have it in our remote control,
the future,
the future demand, market demand.
Yeah, to design. Well, not to implement it, but to find a way to add.
The functionality,
this functionality
in the future.
Yeah. In an easy manner, if it's possible.
Yeah. Because all the TV sets will be digital, right? All the programs, everything will be digital, then analog. The system will change, and we have to anticipate for those changes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.